You're listening to the Habitology Podcast with Melanie White, and today we're talking about three habits to increase resilience at work. When you run your own business, and especially if you're in a caring profession like counselling or coaching or any sort of people-facing work, then you have to deal with a lot of other people's emotional stuff and trauma, and you may be exposed to vicarious trauma. So how do you deal with that and maintain your own emotional well-being and balance and resilience? Because you need to show up each day and to be able to face whatever moods and emotions come up in those sessions or in your meetings, and that includes managing your own emotions. It's quite a lot to think about, and some of us are very good at that, but others of us are more sensitive and empathic. We might struggle to be resilient in the face of adversity, stress, tension, and emotional meltdowns. So today I want to talk with you about three powerful habits that you can develop that are really simple and easy to help you manage your emotions and maintain emotional balance and regulation so that you can show up feeling calm, grounded, and to be more resilient at work and in your life. So let's start with a definition of resilience. What exactly is it? A lot of people think it's a bit fluffy, or they'll come up with the domains of resilience. But I'd like to keep it really simple and say, in my language, resilience is the opposite of stress. Let's unpack that a little bit. Consider that the formal definition of stress is a state of lacking internal resources that you need to cope with the challenges of the day-to-day. In other words, if you're feeling stressed, it means that you aren't able to handle or cope with those challenges that you're currently facing. In contrast, if you have enough internal resources to cope with what's been going on, then you'll be resilient, which means that you won't really be affected so much by the stresses that you face each day. One way to think about it is that resilience is like a suit of armor around you that protects you from the swords of life. It's a bit dramatic, but it's true. And stress is the corrosive element that erodes the suit of armor, leaving you vulnerable to attack. It's a really simple equation. And there are things that you can do, habits that you can form to help you to build resilience so that you can maintain emotional balance and keep showing up at work to do an amazing job with your clients, no matter the curveballs that come up. And I did mention earlier that some people are more emotional or sensitive or empathic than others, and others aren't. Others can show up each day and cope with anything that comes. Great. You have that inbuilt resilience, but if you don't, then this might be especially important for you. And I'd like to share with you now three ways that I use to build resilience at work and in life. Because I am quite a sensitive person and a little bit on the introverted side, and I've had to develop my own strategies for dealing with the stuff that people bring to sessions so that I can finish the day feeling calm and relaxed, not emotionally overwrought and exhausted. Sometimes being around other people can do that to you. So here are some things that I do that are really helpful, and I have made such a difference to my practice. And I know others who've had the same experience. So the first thing you can do to build resilience at work is to start your day with a positive state. It doesn't just show up that you wake up one day and you're feeling great and let's run with that. You actually have to create that state. Tony Robbins talks about this a lot. It's an easy thing to do, and it's incredibly important for how you cope with the day ahead. Think about it like this. Imagine a scenario that you wake up in the morning and you've had a late night, so you drag yourself out of bed and quickly gobble down some breakfast and rush off to your desk. And then all of these things happen to you during the day. You've got the client who's angry and needs to vent, and you've got the client who's upset and is stressed out and carrying on about things. And then you go to a meeting and there's tense, angry words, and you have to mediate an argument, and on it goes. And then by the end of the day, how do you cope with those things emotionally if you're starting your day with less than half a tank full? If you're starting your day without that suit of armor, if you've just dragged yourself out of bed to get to the desk, It means if you do that, that you're susceptible to being sucked into the emotional vortex of those situations and feeling smashed at the end of the day, perhaps even lying awake ruminating overnight. No one wants that, right? So let's look at the contrasting situation where you set yourself up well for the day. Let's say that you have a habit of giving yourself time and space in the morning to ground yourself and to build your energy in the morning and to create that sense of well-being and resilience, to start your day with a full cup. If you do that, then you will have greater resources and capacity to cope with whatever you need to face. I'd like to share with you what I do in the morning to build resilience. Firstly, I like to relax. When I wake up in the morning, I pick up my Kindle and I start reading. I love starting the day reading. I have a relaxing cup of coffee in bed with my husband and we might chat about the day, or I'll do the daily Wordle to keep my brain stimulated. We'll look outside at the birds. We have a lot of birds in our area and they come and land on the power lines outside our house. So we watch them and watch them playing and swinging around and laugh a bit. And then we'll go and have some breakfast. I don't check my emails until later in the morning. Maybe I'll listen to music sometimes, or I'll get outside in nature, water the plants, or do a couple of chores around the house. I find that even vacuuming the bedroom, I never thought I'd say this, but vacuuming the bedroom in the morning gives me a sense of achievement. So if I do all of those sorts of things, I'm starting the day from a position of resilience. And that means that whatever happens during the day, I have banked enough resilience to be able to cope healthily, to stay calm. I'm resourced enough to manage my emotions. And at the end of the day, I'm feeling grounded and able to switch off from work and less anxious. So think about how you would like to feel at the end of the day compared to how you're feeling now. I have a great example of this from last week. I had this lovely, easy morning, the relaxing breakfast, went out into the garden, watered some seedlings. I drank about half a litre of water, checked in with a friend of mine about a gym session we'd have in the afternoon. And then I actually decided that day I'd start my day with a few pages from a thought-provoking book that I'm reading at the moment, a non-fiction. I had no idea while I was doing all of that that at 2 p.m. I'd be walking into a meeting with someone who is highly stressed and agitated, and that that would be immediately followed by a coaching session where my client had a meltdown. Back to back. Unbelievable. And if I hadn't worked on my own resilience prior in the day, if I hadn't have done that preparation work, I would have been affected by those two events. As it was, I was able to see them for what they were and remain unaffected, to be present in both situations and deal with them rationally and assertively or empathically as was required in the moment. So how do you do this for yourself? Simply set up a morning routine or schedule of some kind that includes intentional resilience building activities. I've outlined what mine are. Yours might be completely different. But making the time and being really strict with yourself about sticking to those things and making them not negotiable is definitely the best place to start. The second thing to do is to make time to reflect with compassion and self-compassion. Making time is the first part of this because a lot of people I speak to don't have any white space in the diary. They have back-to-back appointments and therefore a sense of rushing through the day, or are always so busy because it's hard to say no to people, so they don't get those breaks in the day. And without those breaks to take a breath or recover from something that you've just experienced, the chances are that you're going to feel run down and tired at the end of the day and perhaps emotionally drained. It's because you are accumulating stresses during the day and not having any chance to process them. So by the time you get to the end of the day, you might be choosing unhelpful coping behaviors like drinking alcohol or comfort eating or social withdrawal, or you might be lying awake at night replaying the scene over and over that you've been through in the day. A better strategy is to block out a couple of non-negotiable breaks during your day so that you can breathe, step away from the desk and just process the last session or meeting that you were in. Problem solve it, calm down, get it out of your head and just chill out. In that time, I like to use a practice of being compassionate with myself and with others that I've dealt with during the day. So this is the second part. The first part is making time to be compassionate, and the second part is being it. So this is what I did in that situation last week. I'd gone into those two meetings feeling pretty resilient, but I also had a half-hour break afterward, and I chose to use that break really carefully to think through what had happened. I thought about the other parties and what they were going through and how it might feel to be in their shoes. I felt compassion for myself in how I showed up and responded, knowing that I did the best that I could in that situation. And so as a result of having that half hour slot to do that work, I felt resolved. And think about how important it is for you to generate the feeling of being resolved, getting closure. It allows you to put it to bed and move on and not ruminate on the details. So how do you do this? Well, firstly, schedule in the time, maybe a couple of blocks in the day, even a 15 minutes to half an hour, so you can step back and take a break and really stick to those times, walk away from the desk. Secondly, use a process of compassion and self-compassion to be kind to yourself and others rather than judgmental, to accept that the common humanity, that we all have a bad day sometimes versus feeling like it's all about you, and being mindful rather than being caught up in any sort of negative reactivity. It's so powerful and so important to do this work. There's another thing that you can do too to build resilience, and that is to make contribution a habit. Sounds funny to build resilience through this, but it's important to know that there are so many things you can do to build resilience, and this is a super easy one and a pleasurable one. And the pleasurable part is kind of important. Psychology Today posted an article that shows by giving to or helping others, you get a dopamine hit, much like the one that you might get from eating or doing something pleasurable. So contributing and doing something for others is a win-win situation. They get your help and you get the dopamine hit. By making time to step out of the day-to-day grind and to do something for someone else, you get to top up your emotional well-being and resilience and to remind yourself that, oh yeah, even if I couldn't get that project finished, or even if I had a difficult day, I can at least do one small thing that makes a difference to someone else. The feeling that you get is important in maintaining your own emotional well-being and resilience and to keep that topped up. It doesn't matter when you do this act of compassion or what it is. What matters is that you do it regularly. Something that I like to do as an act of contribution. What I like to do as an act of contribution is to send an email. Now you're going, what email is that? Well, for example, today I saw something in the news that I thought was really interesting for a student of mine who's working in a particular area and building up a business there. So I sent her an email and said, hey, I found this article and I thought you might be interested. It's the kind of thing that you could use to start conversations or share in social media or develop a workshop around and quote the article. So that one thing allowed me to contribute. It took 5 minutes and I know it'll be helpful for her and she'll appreciate that I thought of her. So I invite you to think about what contribution could look like for you. It could be donating time at a soup kitchen. It could be doing charity work, or it could just be sending someone an email with a link to a podcast or a thought or something that you know will help them through their day or with their business or their life. So let's sum up what we talked about today. We talked about resilience, first of all, that shield of armor that protects you from stress and emotional imbalance. And all of us, but especially those of us who are in caring or people-facing professions, are prone to stress and becoming emotionally unstable as a result. So we want to maintain that shield of armor. And resilience is something that you can build for free. We talked about three habits that you can use to maintain a state of groundedness, calmness, and emotional resilience, no matter what goes on around you. I'm not saying you'll never be affected by stress, but this is about being able to see things for what they are and to process them in a healthy way. And more importantly, or as importantly, to show up for your clients, no matter what they bring to your session, no matter what conflict or adversity has come up in your day or your week. So those habits are starting the day with a positive state, creating that state, making time to reflect with compassion and self-compassion, and finally, to make contribution a habit. These three things build resilience and help you keep your cup filled and able to face daily challenges more easily. Whether these things are for you or something else, I invite you to think about how you can build resilience into your life, resilience building activities, that is, so that you can show up emotionally calm and stable and healthy. I hope you liked the episode, and I'd love to know what you do to build resilience. Let us know in the poll in this episode. Otherwise, I look forward to seeing you next time, and bye for now.